Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama, the world today, a paradox.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
President Barack Obama, addressing the UN General Assembly today for a final time as president, says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. Mr. Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
The time since the end of the Cold War, he says, has not been without its own sense of irony.
This is the paradox that defines our world today. A quarter century after the end of the Cold War, the world is by many measures less violent and more prosperous than ever before. And yet our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease and strife.
This is VOA News. The UN said today that it had suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilians. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Agency, told reporters in Geneva,
"This very, very dark day for humanitarians in Syria, and I say across the world, because I think there has been a moment of shock and, frankly, disgust by this attack. At this point, we remain committed and undeterred to continue, to the best of our ability, to help all Syrians in need."
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly today in a push to save Syria's crumbling week-old truce a day after the attack. State Department spokesman John Kirby issued a statement saying the 19-nation International Syria Support Group agreed that despite continued violence, there was still an imperative to pursue a nationwide cessation of hostilities. A Palestinian teenager tried to stab an Israeli soldier near the Flashpoint West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday before being shot dead, the latest death in a flare-up of violence. An Israeli army statement said the assailant attempted to stab the soldier at a checkpoint at the village of Bani Naim. The Palestinian Health Ministry identified the alleged assailant as 16-year-old Issa Tarira, who lives in the village. The moderator of the first U.S. presidential debate next week has revealed the three topics to be discussed. VOA's Isha Sarai has more on the first face-to-face encounter between Republican candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of the three following topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Moderator Lester Holt, host of NBC's Nightly News, will open each segment with a question, after which each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond. Candidates will also have the opportunity to respond to each other. Third-party candidates Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were not invited to the debate, as they did not reach the required threshold of support by averaging at least 15% in 5 public opinion polls selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates last month. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.